right around the corner. Don't you worry.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Well, you
Hallelujah.
Can sing the song and do your dance.
And do your dance.
That's all I want to do is just do my dance. I don't know any church songs, though.
Sister Evangeline, you can learn some. Yeah, you can send me one or two, and I'm gonna get them, and I'm gonna sing them. I can't wait to sing me a song in the morning. All right, all right, all right, all right, that's what's up right there. That's what's up. Hey, hey, Sister Latoya, until the time that we can gather again face to face, you just carve out your little space in your home. You don't need a whole room, just find you a little corner, and that could be your prayer corner. And while we're waiting to meet again face to face, do your little dance in your little corner, sing your little song in your little corner, make the ground that you're on or the space that you're in your worship area, and I guarantee you it will change your whole entire life.
Amen.
Your whole life.
Just the mood of what happened on the prayer line this morning. To be honest, when I woke up, I don't even really know what kind of mood I was in. I was happy, and I was grateful, and I was thankful, but my spirit wasn't setting well. And I really didn't think I was going to cry, but that song touched me in such a way, you know, I expressed myself out in that way, and I was really down on my hands and my knees up beside my bed just praying, like, I don't never unmute my phone when pastors say give 15 seconds of praise or do some praise and worship. I always do it, but my phone be muted, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just never was touched, honestly, the way that I was this morning. Whatever it was that moved through me, it needed to happen, because today could have been a bad day if I was dealing with other people's energy. But I was so filled with what I got this morning, that energy didn't even bother me.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Hey.
Amen.
Don't you start nothing, Sister Latoya. Don't you start nothing.
Amen.
It's too late in the evening for you to get started now. It's too late.
No, Sister Evangeline,
I'm not trying to be up all night. I'm not trying to be up all night. Don't do it.
Hey, we all guilty as charged.
Yeah, yes. That's right, Sister Dorothy.
Yes.
Hey, Sister Fitzgerald, just tell the police officer, send your search warrant. Come in here. You can confiscate. You can see what I got. Just come on.
I got so many blessings that God gave me. I am definitely guilty, and I can't deny it.
Yeah,
you can't deny it.
That's what I'm saying. He showed up this morning.
Yes, he did.
You just look back over your life and just look at all the times that you were in your back was against the wall, and you was in a corner, and you didn't know how you was going to get out. Then you went to sleep at night, and you wake up in the morning, and everything's all right.
You can't.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor. It's 7 o'clock. Don't want to put myself on mute. Good God. I'm putting myself on mute.
My back was up against the wall, Sister Evangela. Just what? Pastor, I know I called you about 2 or 3 days ago. I was all the way in the corner. Listen to me. You know how a bug go in the corner and you can't get the bug out the corner because it's in the corner and nowhere to go?
Uh-huh.
I was in the corner. I am guilty of the blessings that God gave me because he pulled me right on out that corner. Like, come on.
Amen.
Yes, and one of the themes from this morning was the word was victory. And there's an old song that we used to sing in the old church that says, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, that victory, victory, victory shall be mine. Go ahead, Pastor. Pastor, come on now. Come on.
Oh, that's all right. Y'all
well, listen, this is Sister Freeman, and I just want to let you all know that this Bible study is being recorded. We're going to try something new. Not that we're going to blast it out anywhere. We're just going to try a different functionality that the conference call has. I just want you all to know that it is being recorded.
Amen.
But please don't let
Amen.
That hinder you.
Good evening, Saint.
Amen.
Don't let that hinder you.
Yeah.
Lady Freeman, we already declared this morning that we are guilty as charged. So if you want to put my name out there in the news, you go right ahead, because I will not deny him. I do not have a Peter spirit, okay?
And you can put mine out there too, sister.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. We're all guilty.
We're all guilty. And you know what? I just feel an overflow from this morning. I don't know what it is, Pastor. Can you explain it to me, Pastor?
I don't know. You were somebody that started it, Sister Evangelist.
That was your sister. That's your sister, Takara. That's your sister. Lord have mercy.
Because let me tell you what we're doing. We're coming up on the rough side of the mountain, and we're doing our best.
Sister Latoya, let me tell you something about the rough side of the mountain. I do not like that song, and let me tell you why. Because the side of the mountain has to be rough, because you have to climb, and as you climb, you build endurance and your muscle strengthens. If it was a smooth side, you would never make it to the top, because you would just always slide down. So so the side of the mountain has to be rough. It has to be rough. Ain't no slipping and sliding over here. You have to climb so you can build your muscles, so you can have endurance, so when the storm comes and the rain comes, you can hold on. Now, if the side of that mountain was smooth, when that rain came or that wind came, you would have nothing to grab hold to. I'm going on mute, Pastor. I got to go.
I think you got a story for us, Sister Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
Sister Evangelist, no, I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. If the mountain was smooth, I wouldn't learn no lesson. That's why I'm trying my best to make it in. I got to be climbing up on the rough side, because guess what? By the time I get to the smooth side, then I won't be worldly no more. Then I have the knowledge that Pastor has, and
yes,
I can
tell you,
really got testimonies and prayer requests and all these things to push out in the world, because I ain't on the rough side no more. I'm in.
You're at the top. You're at the mountaintop.
Hallelujah, boy, look at here.
Hey, listen, we got a Martin Luther King Jr. moment. We may not all get there together, but we going to get there. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That was a mountaintop experience this morning.
Come on, Pastor Freeman.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Pastor Freeman.
Well, praise God, I can see.
Now she's like aiming up, starting something.
You ought to be starting
Sister
LaToya
there, y'all.
Always starting.
Too high to get over, too low to get under. We're stuck in the middle.
You ought to be starting something.
Good evening. Come on, Pastor. I know you got a message for us tonight, Pastor.
I love this energy. I just love the excitement. And this is what God loves. This is pleasing to God to see the thanks district. To see the saints in this way. This is a good space spiritually to be in. To be this way, like you all are interacting about the presence of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Pastor,
hallelujah.
You remember one morning when Sister Geraldine said she felt like doing a cartwheel? Well, I know I can't do no cartwheel, but I can do my little skip around here. I can skip a little bit.
Amen.
I have to
boy.
When I was young and I would see the people doing their Holy Ghost dance, I always tell my mom, I'd be like, Mom, them people faking. I don't even know what it is they talk about or doing. Let me tell you something. I did a dance this morning. It wasn't fake this morning. I did my dance this morning. I got my two-step on with Jesus this morning.
That's just like a song with Shirley Caesar daughters out there. Mama Shirley out there playing. You know, she's playing with Molly.
Yeah.
And Shirley looks out there and says, she ain't playing. She ain't playing today.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we know that we're going to get started here. I'm just sitting back taking it all in, because we all had an experience and an encounter this morning, and we know that we encountered the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we all bear witness of that this morning. If we opened up our hearts, then God will this morning. I don't know what's going on, but with that noise there, maybe that's part of the recording. Amen. So
ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Amen.
I have a praise report, and the Holy Spirit is telling me to, it would be remiss if I did not tell you all. The praise report is Sister Pat's husband turned 84 years old yesterday. And I told you so many times, Sister Pat might be on the phone. It's a miracle. It's a miracle because this is the couple that a tractor trailer ran over top of them in Sweetsport, Indiana, years ago. And they are still alive.
Amen.
And I talked to Brother Bill today, and he said, all for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
And happy birthday to Brother Bill. Happy birthday to Brother Bill. And we wish him many, many more birthdays. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Pat coming on here. It's Arizona time. Our time is hours difference. And so we thank them for making that sacrifice. But we know Deacon Sullivan is not here this evening. So whoever is led this evening to open us up in prayer. I just like this start. I just love what I'm experiencing and feeling right now with the energy and the positive vibe spiritually that is on this call right now. And that seemed to be a carryover from this morning. So whoever is led right now, please open us up with a word of prayer so that we can get further deeply engaged with this evening Bible study. So whoever's feel led, go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this opportunity, for allowing us to be able to gather together one more time, oh God, to study your word, oh God. And while we're studying, we're steadily giving your name the glory and the honor and the praise. We pray, dear God, that you would condition our minds and condition our heart, oh God. Open our eyes and open our ears so that we may hear from you, oh God, through your word and through your manservant. God, we just thank you for the blessings that you gave us today. You started us off by waking us up this morning, oh God. Well, you started off last night, dear God, because you allowed us to lie down and sleep and in peace. And then you woke us up this morning, oh God. Not only did you give us a new day, but you gave us new mercies. And for that, we just want to say thank you. Oh God, we thank you for early morning visitation of your Holy Spirit this morning, oh God, that spirit that is still lingering with us even at this hour. So, oh God, we just open our arms and our hearts and our minds to you, God. We ask you just to take control, even tonight during this Bible study session, dear God. We pray that your word would just fall on us, oh God, and that we would just hide it in our hearts so that we would know your word, we would know your promises, oh God. And if is there any instance where we would want to sin against you, oh God, we pray and ask that you would just forgive us for anything that we've said or done or heard, oh God, that's outside of your will, oh God, and outside of your way, outside of your word. So, Lord, we just come to declare, Holy Spirit, have your way in this Bible study tonight. We thank you, oh God, even in advance, that somebody would leave this Bible study session, oh God, with a clear understanding, more clarity, oh God, of your word. We thank you that we are all thirsty for your word, oh God, and we are empty vessels standing before you, God, just waiting and ready, oh God, anxious to be filled. And this is our prayer and this is our plea, oh God, that you would just dwell with us even on Bible study. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Evangela. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, once again, I'm going to make my usual Bible study announcement. This is a participatory Bible study, and please do not hesitate to ask questions, make comments, get involved, get engaged with what God is going to do here this evening. You know, so don't hesitate to ask questions, make comments, or just do a commentary. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for every person that is tuning in tonight. I just want to thank God for you making this time out for the word of God, because God said man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we here tonight, and our main objective is to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you, knowledge is powerful, but knowledge has to be applied. Amen. And so we're here to grow and to learn. So first of all, before we get into the word, is there anybody with a testimony that they want to share briefly in the course of this day that you had a supernatural encounter? And if you want to talk about this morning, that's fine too. Hallelujah, because that happened today. Hallelujah. So if your testimony is still lingering from this morning, share it with us. Hallelujah. Amen. everybody speak at the same time. How is it? Hallelujah, saints. Anybody want to talk about their experience this morning? That's a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is a testimony, and, you know, I have been a participant of the prayer line since January the 26th of 2021. And when I tell you that this morning, the Bible study was just a tad bit different from what I've ever experienced on the prayer line. We have had instances where the Spirit does come in, but this morning, that Spirit came in like a mighty flood. And it's just to me, it's just a symbol of God just telling us, I know things look dim. I know they look bleak. I know that you're in a tough situation. But just hold on. Don't give up on your faith and don't give up on your promise. Just keep pushing and keep fighting and keep praising. And at the end, you will win. We have an advantage over the Satan, over the adversary, because we've already read the whole book. And we know, and if we just go to the book of Revelation, if we don't read any other book in the Bible, we know how it all ends. So it's just a reminder that no matter what comes your way, just hold fast to his, to your faith, hold fast to his promises, and in the end, we will have the victory. We have the victory now, and it may not seem like it, but in the end, you will see that it was all worth it. Every situation, every issue, every trial, every heartache, every tear, every pain, it'll all be worth it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Hallelujah. Well said. Hallelujah. Anyone else before we get into the word, get into the scriptures?
Well, I got two things to say. First off, I just want to say, true gospel, please, please, prayer family, please continue to keep pouring into me. I like what's happening. I like the fact that every day I'm growing up even more. When I turned 45, I didn't feel 45. Now I feel like 45 is approaching, but I don't really feel 45 yet. But, you know, I'm here for it. And I'm welcoming it in, and I'm asking for you guys to continue to please keep pouring into me, because I really do like the results that's coming out. I don't know if what I'm about to say is going to make some sense, but it's just funny how things happen. I don't expect for too many people on this prayer call to have ever been to jail or to have ever been to prison. I've never been to prison, but I have been to jail. And one of the times that I was in jail, because I was in jail a couple of times, y'all, I'm a whole new person from what I used to be. I really, really have zero tolerance for things. And when I was younger, you would know I had no problem dealing with anybody and getting anyone straight, because when I grew up, I didn't have really too many friends, and I was skinny, and a lot of people picked on me and called me string bean and long leg, and, you know, I guess they thought maybe my mom spoiled me too much. They kind of made me feel like our family act like we were better than anyone, and no one wanted to play with me, but, you know, hey, it was okay. From that, I did build up within me, I don't know if it was resentment, but I just knew that I had to protect myself at all costs, because I didn't have no older brothers or sisters or nobody. My brother and sister came under me, and I had to be the one to protect them. I had to be the one to show them, you know, if somebody in the neighborhood was going to do something, my sister and brother knew that they could come get their sister. We only had that situation. We only had that situation once or twice, but, you know, thank God. I have never read the whole Bible. I have never even got into the Bible until 3 to 4 years ago when I came to this prayer line. I didn't even know it's been that long until I looked at some memories on Facebook the other day, and I said in my memory, I said that prayer call, that 30-minute prayer call that I come on every morning should move through me. That was one of my posts. I know it's been 3 years, but one particular time I was in jail and I read the book of Revelation, and I wasn't interested in any other book. I started with Genesis, but at Vacation Bible School down South Carolina, Genesis seemed to be the book that we was always stuck in, so I knew about Genesis. So I knew how it all began. I didn't really... Evangelist, we do know how it all ends.
LaToya, I just wanted you to know, you're breaking us up on us a little bit. You went silent for about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that.
I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me now? It's because I'm driving.
Yes.
I
can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I read the book of Revelation because I wanted to know how it all ends. And yes, as Evangelist, we do know how it all ends now. But the best part about it is when it all ends, at least we will be on the winning team, and I feel good about that. I wasn't on the winning team when I first read the book of Revelation, but I am now. So it might end some way badly for other people. It won't end that way for us, and I feel happy and appreciative for that. So thank you, Takar, for introducing me to this prayer line. Thank you, Pastor and Lady Coretta, for taking me and my family in. And thank you all for continuing to pray with and for us every day that we get on this prayer line.
Amen.
Not on Saturdays, but we do it on Sunday when we get online. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Good. That's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got to piggyback on what Sister LaToya's testimony is. It just reminded me of when I first got saved. Anybody can attest that when you first got saved, you were so excited. You were just bouncing off the wall. You were just everywhere. You just had energy. When you first found the Lord and gave your life to the Lord, this is the energy. This is how the excitement that come into your life. And I remember that excitement like it was yesterday. And guess what? That excitement has never left me. Hallelujah. And that's the excitement that God wants us to have. Stay excited, because when you're excited, then you're going to have joy. You ain't got time for all that other distraction and stuff. You're focused. And that's when the excitement comes. I never forgot. When I first got saved, that first week, I was out on the street trying to save everybody, going from person to person, to when people used to see me coming up on the square, they used to wind their windows up, you know, just to keep me from coming up, telling them about Jesus. You know, I was just everywhere. I was just, and at one point, I remember I was trying to force the Lord on people. I say, you mean to tell me you don't want to be saved? You know, it reminded me of that song, say, you don't love God, what's wrong with you? You know, I mean, it's just that you feel like you want to share this feeling of freedom. Because when you're saved and when you have confessed the Lord, you are free. You're free within. And that's where freedom come from. It comes from within. So LaToya said she was incarcerated. I just want to let her know that freedom don't come without. It comes within. It's a whole lot of people out here walking around now. They're in jail. Hallelujah. They're in jail while they think they're free out. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have Jesus, you are in jail.
Hallelujah.
In your soul and your spirit, you are in jail. Only Jesus could set you free. And the Bible said whoever the Son set free is free indeed. You're only free through the acceptance of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the freedom. It come within, not without. Hallelujah. So I just want to say that piggyback on what Sister LaToya was saying. And I feel her. I just feel the excitement in her voice. And I just thank God for the breakthrough that she's experiencing. That's a break.
Amen.
Well, we're going to get on into this word because we got a little bit we want to cover here tonight. Hallelujah. And we just want to kind of just talk about a subject here a little bit. Not so much of a subject, but we don't want to ever lose consciousness about who we are in Christ. And I just off the top to get everyone engaged, can just a couple of people just tell me, how do you identify yourself? in Christ? Who are you in Christ? How, what is your identity? You know, what really connects you to Christ that excites you the most?
I am an angel. I'm an angel, right? I don't have my full wings yet, but Jesus is using me to give my energy, my good energy, my good spirits, my smiles, my hugs, and a perfume that I wear when I hug people because they need to smell something good in order for them to be happy. And then when I hug them with my energy, it fills them and it makes them feel some type of way. So I think I'm a spirit angel. I just ain't got my full wings yet.
Amen. Amen. That's a good one. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I was told that, and I usually go by what people tell me, they look at me as, and they call me by. I have been told by many people that I'm an encourager. I'm always available.
Okay, go ahead. I got you.
Encourager.
And
that they know that they could call me, and that I allow God to use me. And each time, people know they can call me any time of night, and I will wake up. I don't care if I'm in pain, in excruciating pain or whatever. I am always there to do the will of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what they tell me that I am.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess this is the more, I'm sorry. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I believe that to piggyback off of like what Toya said and what Sister Cynthia said, I believe my role is to spread love and energy, and that's what God has me to do. And I believe that I get that. I feel that that's what I do because I get excitement for spreading love and energy. And encouragement.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? On who you are in Christ. What the scripture tells us who we are in Christ as well. First of all, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. In Christ, you are brand new. Don't everybody like new stuff? Don't you feel good when you go to the mall, you come back home with new stuff? Hallelujah. Don't you feel good even when you put on some new clothes, new shoes, you know, new hairdo, you know what I'm saying? New everything. Just when you got on new, you're wearing that, you get excited. You feel good about yourself. Some people go shopping just so they can feel good, you know, because they got on something new. And so when we accept Christ, we have put Christ on. So therefore, we have become a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. And you can find that at 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm a new creation. And also, secondly, we are joint heirs with Jesus, and an heir means that there is an inheritance awaiting you. You have an inheritance spiritually in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. In other words, the scripture said you are joint heirs with Jesus. That's also who you are in Christ Jesus. And let me tell you who else you are in Christ. You are more than a conqueror. You're not just a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror, meaning that you can come out on top in every situation that you're faced with. You can come out on top. You are more than a conqueror. And I also want you to know, in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham. Do you know what that means? That means that you have promises of blessings. You hear me? You have promises of blessing. So you are double blessed. You're double blessed by Jesus Christ, and you are double blessed because of you have accepted Christ. You have also become the seed of Abraham. And we're all our seeds of Abraham once you get born again. So there's just so many benefits that we have being in Christ Jesus. There's so many benefits, and we don't want to lose consciousness of these benefits. You know, whether you are encouraging someone, whether you are cheering someone on, or you being there to advise someone, or you just want to show happiness everywhere you go, you know, that's part of this package and benefits of being born again. And so we're making a difference everywhere we go because we have been transformed. We are living our best life because this is the new life. Hallelujah. And you're not going to get another life. This is it here, except when Jesus comes. So we're living our best life once we become a new creation in Christ. You hear people talk about, I'm living my best life. Well, you better be saved. You know when you said that, when you make that statement. So let's turn our Bibles just briefly here and just kind of go over a few scripture here. Let's start at Ephesians, the second chapter. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the second chapter. Because when you know who you are, you won't fall into a identity crisis. And then you won't try to be someone that you're not. You got to be comfortable in your own skin. Everybody understand, you got nothing to prove with no one. You got no one to impress, no one to prove anything to. So you are natural. You are natural in Christ Jesus. And all you owe, everything you owe, you are indebted only to Christ, only to God. Hallelujah. To live that righteous life that he has set before us to live. If you had Ephesians, the second chapter, say amen.
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 Amen, but Pastor, you know, like some issues that people have, and I'm just talking to me, maybe it pertains to somebody else on the line too, is that we are constantly, our human nature always has us to try to live up to other people's expectations.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
But like you said, once you find out who you are.
Yes.
And you know that the only person you have to prove anything to is Christ.
That's
it. Relieves you of some of the pressure. So
pressure,
you don't worry about what people say or what people think. You just do you.
That's it.
You just be you.
And Sister Evangelist, that's so true. That's why we're having this Bible study, because we don't want anyone to fall into that. We don't want any believers on this call or in the future calls to come to feel like they have to prove things to people. God has already approved us. When you get saved, you're pre-approved. Hallelujah. And so there's nothing like going somewhere and people say, let me run you. No, I'm already pre-approved. You know? I'm pre-approved. Jesus.
With no credit limit. Unlimited credit.
That's right. We can get anything you want because you've been pre-approved.
Anything.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen, you've been pre-approved for healing. You've been pre-approved for favor. You've been pre-approved for deliverance. You've been pre-approved for strength in your weakest hour. You've been pre-approved. So whatever your need and your desires are, you've been pre-approved to receive whatever your needs are. The scripture says, my God, or let's say our God, shall supply all of our needs. Not some of them, but all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, don't that sound good? Our God, that every need. Hallelujah, that God going to come through. Isn't it exciting when God answers a prayer? Don't we get excited when we pray and believe God for something and it come to fruition? Don't we get excited when we know that we're being blessed by God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. When we know that what we are experiencing in our lives is the blessings of God. So let's just take, and thank you, Sister Vanessa, for that. Let's just take the couple of verses of Ephesians, the second chapter. It says, now watch this, you and I. It says, and you had he quickened who were dead. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. You were dead, but now you have been quickened. Verse 2, wherein in time past, that's the old you, ye walked according to the course of this world, according according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all have had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, and has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Isn't it amazing? Don't you feel good knowing that you've been gifted by God?
Yes.
Don't you feel good knowing that you used to walk in darkness and now you're in the light? You ain't got to be bumping into stuff all the time. You could just now begin to enjoy your life. Hallelujah. Is everyone enjoying their life? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Everyone excited tonight, because when we got on this line about the encounter we had this morning, it just sounded like it just so much excitement. And I'm here to tell you it was excitement this morning. And I'm just so connected to each and every one of you. I just don't want you to forget who you are in Christ. You're more than a conqueror. You're a new creation. You join heirs with Jesus, and you are the seed of Abraham. Every day of your life, your status, the thing about God, your status don't change. Hallelujah. Your status don't depreciate. You appreciate. You get elevated. You never go down where you begin. God don't take you down. He take you up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only be elevated from the point you are now. And you know how it feels now to be where you are. Just imagine what God got planned and in store for you. You know how people say, oh, I'm on cloud nine. Hallelujah. Well, when God finished, and when God finished showing off in our lives and showing himself strong and mighty, I am telling you, you're talking about a moment of euphoria. I'm trying to tell you, saints of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. Like T.D. Jakes used to always say, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, get ready, because God is going to do a new thing in your life, and you are going to come forth out of whatever you've been going through as pure gold, because we are being purged every day to receive God best. Amen. I'm just want to encourage you in the Lord this morning, and I mean this evening. And as I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself, because every day we got to walk by faith. Every day we can't worry about what things look like. I can't be going around moved by and stand up late worrying about what things look like. No, I'm going to trust God in everything in my life. I'm going to trust him with everything. Guess what? I'm going to trust him with my life, and I'm going to trust him with everything that's pertaining to my life. So therefore, I have no reason to fear, because I know that Jesus is always near. The scripture says, for he have not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of love and power and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't you feel good when you go to bed and wake up with a sound mind? That's what what God said he has given us, a sound mind to know that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Look at all the victory we done had. Look at all what we done came through with in our life, and we still standing. We done dealt with so much in our life. We gone through so much, but we still standing, we still smiling, and we still got that joy. Hallelujah. Because we're trusting and we believe in God. All of our hope and trust is in God. And we know that there is no failure in him. So I just really want to encourage you tonight in the Lord. And let's, while we're in Ephesians, let's turn over to Ephesians, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Let's just turn, do a left turn, and let's go to verse 4. Let's go to verse 4, saints. Everybody there, let me hear everybody just say amen, so I know what kind of crowd we got, how many people we got on.
Amen.
Yes. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Can you say amen again?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, bless. Amen. I like that. Amen. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. Now, this is who we are. This is part of our benefit. This is, these are scriptures we should never forget. Write them down. Go back and read them. Let's start at verse 3 of Ephesians, the first chapter. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, saints. The word of God says to you and I, and the Spirit speaks, mm-hmm, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Mm.
All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him.
Mm-hmm.
In him. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. Let's just pause right there. Let's spiritually digest that. Let's just salah. Let's just pause. That's what salah means. Just pause and allow that this verse to get in your scripture, your spirit tonight. Just allow this verse to enter into your spirit. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I want you to know tonight that it does not surprise God that everyone that is on this call tonight is on there. God had already ordained for you to be on this call before the foundations of the world. God knew you was going to be saved before the foundations of the world. God knew you was going to be saved before your mama ever knew your daddy. God had already looked through the telescopes of time and saw you embracing salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, before the foundation of the world. He knew that we were going to be following him. He knew that we were going to be confessing him. So we are blessed right there before the foundation of the world. Watch this. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Hallelujah, saints. Saints of God, this evening, I just want to encourage you that it is God's will to bless you. It's his will, it's his intention to bless you with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. It's his will to supply all of your needs,
yes,
according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It's his will that every time you fall down, you're going to get back up again.
Amen.
It's his will that you ain't going to never quit on him.
Yes.
It's his will that you're going to walk in favor. Hallelujah. And you're going to have joy. You're going to have love. And you're going to have peace and operation in your life. It's his will, saints. And every day of our lives, we are fulfilling the will of God for our lives. Amen. Go back and read it, saints. And just let the word of the Lord bring you the peace, the joy, and the love that God has willed upon each of us here this evening. Amen. Amen. That's who we are. Any questions, any comments at this point before we go any further? Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else make a comment? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's very powerful.
That's very powerful. Yes, it is. I mean, while I'm reading, it's ministering to me before the foundation of the world that he has purpose in his heart to bless me. He purpose. No wonder we are who we are. No wonder we're so excited. No wonder we are a peculiar people.
Yes.
Because God has set us aside. God has looked through the telescopes of time and saw this day, this moment, this time in each of our lives. Before the foundations of the world, God set us apart. He has sanctified us and separated us from the way of the world so that we can walk in the way of righteousness. I just want to encourage you. This is just an encouraging moment through the scripture, through the word of God. It's the word of God that give us life and give us life. So we just want to be encouraged through this word tonight that we are special in the eyes of God because he has purposed our presence on the earth right now. And then for us to could be doing anything, we could be watching a television program. We could be out somewhere at a restaurant. We could be eating dinner, whatever, you know. But we are listening and we are reading. And we are studying God's word. Wonder why? Because that's his will. That's his purpose. To increase us with spiritual hunger and thirst for his word so that we can grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Saints, it is the will of God concerning us. And I got to share this with you. I don't want to go to another verse. I got to go because when I was hearing Sister LaToya this morning saying, she says, oh, I was so excited. I'm going to learn me a song. And I just want to get down. I just want to praise God. I was dancing this morning on the prayer line, and I just felt some kind of way. And we've all had that experience this morning. We all gave a word this evening as to how we felt in that encounter this morning with the power of God present on the prayer line. And so I don't want to read another scripture until I get us read this particular scripture. We're hanging around the book of Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, saints. Hallelujah. And let us remind, and this will remind us of what happened a little bit this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. We're in the same book now. Just make a right. Go over to the right. The 5th chapter. If you're there, say amen.
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 Amen. I'm waiting on the rest. I'm waiting on the rest of the amens.
Amen.
We're learning together. We're learning together. We're studying together. We're studying together. No one left behind.
Amen.
Amen. I hear it. I hear it. I hear that amen. I hear that amen. Amen. So we're going to start at the 18th verse. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And the word of God declares. Well, we're going to start at the 16th verse. I'm sorry. The word of the Lord says, redeeming the time, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We're living in evil times, but we still got joy. We're living in evil time. We got peace. We got love. Whereunto, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let me read that again. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19.
He said, everybody likes Savannah.
Pardon me? Somebody said something? Amen. So I'm going to read that again. Maybe I'll get that comment back again. Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Is that what we experienced this morning? Were we singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord? We were having a praise party. Oh, we were getting down this morning because we were singing songs. We were speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Does that remind us how we keep that joy? Does that remind us how we stay focused? Does that remind you, or are we being instructed right there? Find a song that brings you joy and fix that song in your heart. And while you on the highway, you at that intersection, you waiting on the light to change. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you go to the intersection, don't you can look over to your right or left? Don't you see a lot of people mile moving and a lot of things going on at that intersection? You know people are passing. You got a lot of multitasking going. Look to your left, look to your right. It's very simple. You just see somebody standing there like a statue. People are making a melody they heart to the Lord. Whatever they're doing something. So that's the time that we should be praising God at that intersection, making a melody and give. And I see some people at that intersection, they be dancing from side to side, be getting down, the music going. They're in a zone. But we ought to be in a zone. We ought to be in a spiritual zone at that same intersection, making melody and praising God. Hallelujah. I know y'all witness it now. Y'all see it all the time. I know y'all see it because I see it.
Sometimes we partake of
it. Amen. What do you say, Sister Freeman?
I like verse 16 as well, where it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't be sidetracked by what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Every opportunity you have, you ought to have to sing songs.
Yes. Yes. And we
I remember this song says, sing a song, it'll make you dance.
Sing a song. Sing a song.
Yes. I am telling you, this is where we are. See, when you read the scriptures, you need to read it for relevancy right now. This is where we are in our lives. This is the application of the Word of God right now. Amen. And because the days are evil, remember we were warned. Are these evil days? Yes, they are. Hallelujah. So during these evil days, we got to stay focused. How do we stay focused? We redeem the time and we make melody in our heart. I like that. I got to read it again. Speaking to yourselves. Hallelujah. You see people talking to themselves at the intersection?
I do it all the time. Lord have mercy.
Ain't that something? I mean, it says speaking to yourself. This is the one time you have permission to talk to yourself. Amen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody going to question your sanity. Hallelujah. Because you following the word of God, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I just said that because I witness it all the time at the intersection, because I know I'm constantly engaging, you know, because all day long I walk around with just the Lord. I mean, come on, what an amazing God we serve. Aren't you glad that you're giving God some attention? Aren't you glad you're not living a life and ignoring God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to take a second right there and just allow that to marinate in our spirit. Aren't you glad that you're taking time out to let God know, hallelujah, that your focus and your concentration is on Him? Hallelujah. Sing a song. Hallelujah. Make melody in your heart to the Lord. And then you leave that intersection, feel so good, you just smile. Because we do that around the house, Sister Freeman and I, Corella and I, you know, we love this song. We got this song that we just love by C.C. Winans.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, when that
the goodness
song plays,
of God.
We start, boy, look at here, we go off. I'm telling you, boy, that song, you talking about stirring up something? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know, what and we
mean?
Know that we both agree.
The goodness of the goodness of God by C.C. Winans.
Sister Monica sang that one morning on the prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The goodness of God, and maybe we'll close out our Bible study tonight with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yeah, yet and still, God has purpose. His will upon each of our lives before the foundation of the world. Please write that down, go back and read it, and don't forget it. Amen. Any questions? Any questions at this time, at this juncture? I just had to jump to that particular scripture right there because I didn't want time to run out on me, and because I have several other scriptures, but I did not want time to run out on me. And I didn't share this scripture with you that I just read. I wanted to place a priority on that scripture. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Pat,
and
sister,
go ahead.
Sister Pat, one of the verses of that song says, all my life you have been faithful.
Yes.
And all my life you have been so good. Yeah, so you look at that song and it will bless your life every time.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, that song will bring down the it just works me over. And I'm so gullible to that song. It breaks me down. I'm telling you, it breaks me down. It breaks me and Coretta down. It breaks us down. You know? You know, when we find a song like that, we just know that we can take a ride. We can take, you know, we can travel through the spiritual realms with that song, hallelujah, because it moves you. It moves you, hallelujah, and it definitely get me going every time. Any other comments, any questions, anybody want to share a commentary? At this juncture, because we're approaching closeout time. And I'm going to read, got another scripture here that I want to read here. And let's just turn to actually 1 Timothy. Let's look at 1 Timothy, the first chapter. 1 Timothy, first chapter. Did we didn't read that. Okay.
We didn't need it yet.
Okay. All right. Y'all help me out now.
Okay.
1 Timothy, first chapter. Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell them where to find First Timothy,
Pastor,
because you know this stuff.
Time goes so fast. Because look at the time now. Hallelujah. My pages are sticking. because I'm trying to go so fast. Let me take my time. There's no need to rush. No need to hurry.
Take your time, Pastor. Take your time.
Amen. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
You don't have anything to do.
Not till 7 o'clock in the morning.
Not 7 o'clock.
So y'all want to go back and say it took pastors at 7 o'clock in the morning to find that scripture.
Yeah, no, we don't want to say that, though. We have to send you back to seminary for that.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Okay, so then no wonder I couldn't find it, because it's actually 2 Timothy.
Second Timothy, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Verse 9 says.
We in chapter 1 still, Pastor? Second Timothy,
yes, chapter 1.
Okay.
Chapter 1. Let's just start at verse 7. Let's start at verse 7.
Okay.
And the word of God says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we know fear does not come from God. When we're scared and afraid of a situation, don't be scared, because God have not. That's a spirit that ain't got nothing to do with God. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power,
power,
and of love, and of a sound mind.
Yes.
That's what God has equipped us with. We are equipped with the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9 is the operative verse. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Ain't that just like before the foundation of the world? Is that, can you connect the two? See, this is what Bible study does for you. You know what we read in the book of Ephesians, that God has ordained and called us before the foundation of the world. And now Paul is telling Timothy in his letter, and right, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before even the world began. Anybody feel special? Anybody feel like you're in the right place? Anybody feel like you got the right connection at this time in your life? Look where we are in our life. Look where we are in our lives. And reflect on back where you could be or you could have been. Look where you are. And when you look where you are and you made it through all that you come to, then you ought to be thankful. You ought to tell God thank you.
Thanks.
When you look back at what could have happened but didn't happen, you got to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Why the scripture always encourages us to be thankful. Be thankful. Because God has a purpose, and he has a plan for your life long before you even became conscious of it. So there's no accident in your life. Everything is surrounded by a purpose. Hallelujah. There's no happenstance. God has purpose. Everything that you've gone through and everything that you will experience, God has purposed it. Only to make you better. Only to make you shine and come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are the light of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there, because I got next week I just got something else, part two for next week. But I'm going to end it right there. So I'm going to say to each of you, my time is up. I thank you for yours. Are there any closing remarks, commentary, questions as we close? Hallelujah. This is it for this evening. Anybody with any comments? Any remarks?
Well, this is Sister Freeman, and I'm just thinking here. I was thinking about Sister LaToya. She said how elated and filled with the Spirit she was this morning. You know, said in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. And, you know, just to know that every day God gives us new mercies, you know, and we get to enjoy that new birth, you know, that newness. We can put on that garment of praise and thanksgiving every day, you know, just like we put on our clothes and we brush our teeth. You know, we have to finish with putting on that garment of praise and just know that God is in control, you know, and that's the blessed assurance that God is in control. He's planned our tomorrows. He's already planned out. He's ordered our steps. And that's just the thing about it. He orders our steps. You know, we can't see. We're looking to see the end. We're looking to see the other side of the mountain. But God is a step-ordering God. And that's why you have to trust him. You know, you have to trust him with all that you have to know that the plans that he has for you are good. You know, they're good. And you're going to succeed because you're putting him first. You know, it says that if we commit our plans to the Lord, we will succeed. So I'm just blessed by all of this and just knowing, thinking about that newness, you know, of God. And at some point, sometimes, you know, we're Christians, we've been saved for so long and we've been through so much. And, you know, we know all the scriptures and sometimes we just have to come back to that day one, that newness of God and you know, the salvation, knowing that even at the end, we're going to one day see God. You know, he's going to redeem us. We're going to be reconciled with Christ. We no longer have to live in this sinful world. You know, we're going to be reconciled with Christ. We're going to show all of God's glory is going to be on us.
Amen.
So that's just a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, she, Coretta, just really brought something out here when we started this Bible study tonight. We was talking about how excited we get when we receive something new. We got a new hairdo. We got new shoes, new suits, clothes. And we always feel good when we know we got something new. It's newness. It kind of get us excited. The newness of life, of being a Christian, being trans, and then on top of all that other newness, we got new mercies. Hallelujah! And that's why God give us new mercies and give us, because he know that we ought to be excited with new mercies every day. Every day, we get a set of new mercies. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And so that gives us the assurance of joy. Give us the assurance of peace and love and to be the best version of ourselves for God. Amen. And so anyone else, hallelujah, anyone else this evening want to close us out with a comment or have a comment or just want to expound upon a scripture that we read? Anyone else? Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Did anybody receive anything tonight?
I have.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I've been trying to speak. Sorry. I just want to ask for prayers for traveling mercies tomorrow. I will not be on the prayer line. I'm traveling with my mom. So we'll be at the airport, so please just pray for us. Traveling mercies.
Amen. That's time right now. Traveling mercies. Hallelujah. Amen. We got you covered. You are covered.
Amen. And this is awesome Bible study. Thank you so much.
Amen.
The power of God.
Amen. Well, I'm telling you, I can't help myself. For everybody who knows me, I'm getting excited. I'm just excited about being saved as I was 33 and a half years ago. I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Because you know why? I understand. God has given me understanding along with everything else that he's pouring out. He's giving me understanding, and I understand, and I'm going to share that understanding with you next Wednesday. Bible study, I'm going to share with you what God has revealed to me. Hallelujah. Revelation through his word and where we all stand and what we can expect from God, what the world can expect, and what God's response is to the condition of the world. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that next Wednesday Bible study. Hallelujah. So I can give you guys a head up. This is Bible study. It will be from the book of Nahum. N-A-H-U-M. It will be from the book of Nahum. Hallelujah. And so, praise God. That will be our study book, the first chapter, as a matter of fact. Hallelujah. So if you want to study ahead, go right ahead. Anyone else before we close out for in the morning? Amen. Well, praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you once again, God, for another Bible study. God, we thank you, first of all, for the power of your presence. We thank you for every participant. And God, we just thank you for your presence here tonight. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you for the illumination of your word. And God, we just want to thank you once again for the power of your presence. We pray that, God, you will increase our hunger and our thirst for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who liberally giveth to all men and upbraideth not. So, God, we just thank you. We honor you, God. We acknowledge you in all of our ways and all of our affairs, and we pray that you will continue to navigate our lives and direct our path. We thank you, God, for every family also that is being represented on this Bible study call tonight, God. God, bless us real good with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. I unite my faith right now with every need on this call. And God, I come before you right now that none on this call will suffer light, and every need will be met in the name of Jesus. I touch and agree with every silent petition right now. Search our hearts, God, so that we will be united in the faith as we call out to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thanks in the morning. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put on your garment of praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Put on your dance of Jews. Hallelujah. Put on your garment of praise. Put on your garment
have
of
that
thankfulness.
Song in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What you say, Sister Ben? That song in your
I
heart.
I said, have that
get
song
ready
in your heart.
Yeah, we want to sing tomorrow. Bring a song to the prayer line. Bring a song. Let's sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But let it be joyful. Now, don't be all loud, you know.
Yeah. Pastor, we going to let God be the judge of that.
Yeah. It's not a contest. We just
no.
want to give God the best version of ourselves. Amen.
Yeah.
We just want to have fun
you,
in the Lord.
You were so right, Pastor. It is not a contest. And
you know,
I know that you
contest.
Have
no, we're not
a lot of people on the line
yeah.
who are holding back because they
yeah,
don't think they
yeah,
have it. But
yeah,
I'm here to
yeah.
tell you, you have everything
yeah.
that you need within you.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
Let your light shine.
Yes, mm-hmm. No competition in the kingdom. We all,
no
we're all the winners. Hey, we're all the winners.
Hey, Pastor, that's a sermon title. Let me write that down. No competition in the kingdom. That's a sermon title
that's
right there.
We're all winners.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
All winners,
okay.
There's no losers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You said
well,
something right there. Let me write that down. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, be blessed, and we'll see each of you in the morning. God bless you.
Okay.
And keep it.
Hey, good night,
night,
everyone.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye.